You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and you need a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. If you want to give me a holler, it's real simple. The number, 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm on social media. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And if you want to give us a holler, I gave you the number. I gave you the social. How can you listen? At work, on the way home, easy. The free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone, put it on your tablet, put it on your laptop, and you won't miss a second, a minute of the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you to people listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates all across the country, of which there are hundreds. Damn it, we just had a caller from Topeka, Kansas. We had my friends from Portland, Oregon call. We got people in San Diego, Chicago, Miami, here in Atlanta. What's up, 929? We got people in Long Island, people in Boston, people in Toronto, Calgary, Honolulu. I can go on and on. Just look at a map of North America and just understand there are people listening in every corner of it. And for that, I say what's up, okay? 3 more hours here. We opened up the show talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately, another injury. Tyron Smith on the offensive line. They just drafted a left tackle to potentially fill his spot. An 8-time Pro Bowler, someone who's awesome when he plays. Dallas Cowboys, they'll be good. It ain't going to be good enough. The Dallas Cowboys don't go out every season to be good. They've been on and on and on about growing. And where have they grown? It's like they're running on a treadmill right now, the road to nowhere. 9 wins, 10 wins, the playoffs, elimination, good. Jerry Jones is about to be 81 years old next season. Yeah, I'm fast-forwarding because they ain't going nowhere this year. I'm going to take more of your calls there, 855-212-4CBS. And then speaking of injuries, we have an individual by the name of Chet Holmgren. He hasn't even played in an NBA game yet. This man gets hurt in a pro-am league, Jamal Crawford's pro-am league, in Seattle. Lisfranc injury. Out. Done. Entire rookie season wiped out. What are we supposed to do? Get rid of pro-ams? You're supposed to tell guys, hey, you can't go to the Drew League. You can't go up to Rucker and Harlem and play. You can't play in Texas. What are we supposed to do? We'll get into that. Speaking of Los Angeles and Drew League, and Los Angeles in general, Patrick Beverly is joining the Lakers. I mentioned this to you last night. Lakers are always something funny, man. So let's talk about America's teams, the Lakers, the Cowboys. Let's get into it. But Jerry Jones doesn't seem to think that there's an issue. Let's share this again. Listen to Jerry Jones. Everything is fine. Listen.
Disappointed for Tyron. No one recognizes how much our team depends on him and what he contributes to the team any more than Tyron recognized that. He feels awful, I know that. On the other hand, our number one draft pick was drafted because we knew the future and we need to be looking for a left tackle of the future. Maybe not Tyron Smith, but certainly somebody special. We think we've got that. I'm not for sure how we'll line them up immediately as we go into these opening part of this season, but we've got a good plan. We've got some players that we think can step in and play.
Yeah, you drafted Tyler Smith out of Tulsa. You hope he can step in. It's going to take up more than one guy to help solidify an offensive line from left to right. It's just going to be another year of the Cowboys just being okay. Is that what Jerry Jones is doing? He's getting ready to turn 80 years old. Is he just trying to be okay? The answer is no. But he's not smart enough to get out of his own damn way. And so what is he going to do at the end of the season? When the Dallas Cowboys go to the playoffs and lose and are eliminated, when the Dallas Cowboys are looking in another February to September where they have not done a damn thing but prepare for the next year, what is Jerry Jones going to do? You hire a general manager and you got to give him 5 or 6 years. Well, Jerry Jones don't have 5 to 6 years for a rebuild. This sucks for the Cowboys, man. Even Cowboys fans aren't running around screaming, this is our year, this is the Super Bowl. It ain't. I wish it was. I'd love to see the Cowboys back on top. But they're nothing but a circus with their owner. I'm going to take more of your calls here on Jerry Jones. I want to tell you about Aaron Donald, who needs to, he might need to go to anger management, man. Because when this dude gets angry, he is busting ass. He was at practice today, a joint practice with the Bengals. And let's just say you did not want to be in the way of Aaron Donald as he was swinging helmets. Let's get to more of your calls here on the Cowboys. Let's get to Aaron Donald. Let's talk about the other America's team with the Lakers and Patrick Beverly. Dalton is calling from Topeka, Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good afternoon, sir. First and foremost, I would like to say I'm sorry for the fact that my earbuds and stuff were not working in the previous two calls that I tried to speak to him.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, Dalton, you're here?
All right. Well, first and foremost, Jerry Jones is not ever going to see another Super Bowl win. And the reason why is because he is his own biggest enemy. It doesn't matter that, quote-unquote, his son is in charge of
Steven.
What's going on in the organization, because he's really not. It's always Jerry Jones. It's always been Jerry Jones. I know plenty of people that are fans of the Cowboys, and they all cite the main reason why the Cowboys haven't been able to win is Jerry Jones' decisions ever since Jimmy Johnson. That there is, first and foremost, the reason why the Cowboys won't be relevant until 2030. And they might be relevant in the sense that they win their division, but whoop-de-frickin'-do. Your division consists of the Washington Commanders, the Eagles, the Cowboys.
New York Giants.
And the Giants?
Giants. There you go. You're welcome.
Oh, shoot. Well, then, honestly, oh, my God. That division don't mean a worth a damn in NFL. Let's just say that. So for the fact that the Cowboys can win that division, whoop-de-doo, congratulations.
Okay.
You get a first-round pass into the playoffs. Not even a first-round pass. I don't mean they get a first-round bye. But you get to get into the playoffs by default because your teams in your division are horrible.
Okay.
And secondly, not even that.
Yes.
Not even that.
Okay.
You make horrible decisions. Yeah. I mean, Jerry Jones might be the general manager that handed it down to his son, but that man's still making the decisions.
Yeah.
He still makes decisions that are detrimental to his.
Dalton, we want to thank you very much for the 7 or 8 points you have now made about why the Cowboys are not the team to beat in 2022. We thank you for your time, and you have a good day, okay?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Don't be sorry.
No,
don't
be sorry. I wasn't be sorry
yeah,
about.
I wasn't saying you should be sorry. I'm just thank you.
No,
Dalton, that's number nine. Thank you. Dalton, it's time to wrap up the call is what we're trying to say.
Damn, Shep. I feel like we hit him with the, I don't know. What's a great tag team? What were we, the,
There's a lot of great tag teams. Abbott and Costello, Dina Martin.
Yeah, I'm thinking Martin. I'm thinking about Vince McMahon.
Well, listen, Vince McMahon doesn't want to be mentioned these days, you know.
Oh, Vince McMahon.
He came out of hiding the other day, right?
He just had his 77th birthday.
Right.
Vince McMahon hanging out with John Cena for his birthday, like it's going to make all his problems go away.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sure.
Problems can't go all away if you are the problem, though, right, JR?
Well, he's 77 years old.
Well, that's not the problem. He's the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had a lot of problems when you got to pay multiple women $20 million to shut up. Vince McMahon needs to go into a class with Deshaun Watson. He does.
They both know about hush money.
Oh, they do. Settlement money, hush money, I don't have a problem money, I'm going to stay. At least Vince McMahon left. But he's a billionaire. He's 77. What is he going to do? And I'm pretty sure he's been eaten alive inside. Like, I built this thing for the past 30, 35 years. I've turned this business into a public company. What he has done business-wise is absolutely amazing. $20 million in shut-up money? Oh, my God. What is he going to do? Just sit around and watch his company? Is he watching his product on TV while his kids run it? What is he doing? He's having dinner for his 77th birthday with John Cena. He doesn't even want to be seen walking to his car. Anyway, Vince McMahon, genius of many tag teams, of what Shep and I just did with that caller. Tag teamed him. Let's go to Mike from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, JR? Big fan here. Love the show. Dallas's problem. They need to pick up Odell Beckham to start with.
No.
That's the start.
Okay.
Two, they need that tackle from the free agent from Indy.
Who is it?
I want to say Eric Fisher.
Oh, yeah, Eric, and he was a stopgap. Eric is pretty much known for being in Kansas City. Yeah, I'm familiar with Eric, yeah.
That's their best hope. Until then, they just sit and wait, see who gets caught. 53-man roster, pick up any type of receiver, any type of lineman. That's their only hope right now, let's be honest.
Yeah, and even before that, thinking about their offensive line, and thank you, Mike, for calling from Buffalo. I expected the Cowboys to win the division, and you hope they can grow. But with a crap offensive line or a patchwork offensive line, we could pretty much throw them in the trash, throw them in the toilet. And that's even with winning 9 and 10 games. Like, the expectation for them every year is, oh, they're going to be good, and oh, Super Bowl this, not this year. Will is calling from Nebraska. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, so I feel like the Cowboys are probably going to do their standard thing of just straight up beating up on the East. The East is trash. Like, it's always been trash. But Ezekiel Elliott, he's probably going to have a 1,000-yard season, standard stuff, but nothing too special.
Yeah. No, well, I hope he's healthy this go-round. And it's going to be tough to go out there and do damage when the line stinks. Rick is calling from here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick? What's on your mind, man?
Oh, got a lot of things, JR. Good to hear your program once again. Enjoy it as much as I can, possibly. But I was thinking about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones is too self-absorbed to relinquish any authority up to cover him or object to him. And he just seems like he's his own worst enemy. To me, I look at it, he just wants the money. He really don't care about championships. And then I got to thinking, would you and I swap $100 million for 6-foot stainless steel models?
What? Oh, are you talking about Jerry Jones' extracurricular activities?
No.
What you said something about a model? What?
Of what I said, but, you know, the Super Bowl winner gets a statue of some type.
Right, okay? Vince Lombardi.
Bingo.
Yeah.
My point I was trying to make is Jerry seems to want the money instead of the championships because of the way he does. And I'm thinking, well, hey, he's making about $500,000 a year. Would we swap that for a statue 3 foot tall?
Oh, okay. I thought you said models, and I know Jerry Jones has had he's been known to potentially hang out with models. But anyway, here's the deal. Jerry Jones could wake up in his age, and let's think about this for a minute. Jerry Jones already has money. The Dallas Cowboys are worth $8 billion. Jerry Jones can decide to sell the team tomorrow, and it will take a process. In his family and in his estate, etc., he could walk away with $8 to $10 billion for his family, for future generations, if he wanted to. What good is that going to do him at 80 years old? Probably a whole lot of nothing. It's probably more important for him to win football games. But it's really a case right now, and you talked about this, you mentioned it. Jerry Jones is so far deep into what he's doing that almost the thought of even letting it go is riskier than, oh, my God, me running it. And so that's where we're at, and that's where the Dallas Cowboys are. That will be the case probably until he just goes, I'm either A, too tired, I can't do it, this is my last stand, but it's unlikely to happen. I don't see it. Tom is calling from Nebraska. Go ahead, Tom. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Lifelong Cowboys fan, so about 40 years now. I get the hate for Jerry Jones. I understand it. Like I said, lifelong Cowboys fan.
Is it hate?
I get the hate for him.
Is it hate? I don't know if it's hate. It's common sense. It's a natural observation. I don't think it's hate.
He went through all those years of not building a team and not putting good product on the field. For about the past, if you look back about the past 6 years at the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, his bad decisions, yeah, they were there, but he's built up a decent team. I mean, they get to the playoffs because their division is what it is, but at the playoff level, it's more players, it's more injuries, it's the
yeah,
team's
but
been
they,
built.
They haven't gone to the playoffs in about a dozen. Or excuse me, they haven't gone to the conference game in about 12 playoff appearances. We know they haven't won a Super Bowl since 96.
Our fun part about the Cowboys, if you study into their injuries and look back a few years, like about the past 5 years, they were good on defense, they were good on offense, and then your injuries on defense stack up 1 year, and then you have no defense with a decent offense. And then the next year, the defense is killing it, but you got so many injuries on offense, the offense can't do anything with good field position.
That's part of roster construction in depth. And unfortunately, there's one man who has the final word on all of it. It's the owner.
True, and he does have the final word. And this year is going to be – I'm not projecting any Super Bowl wins or a mad rush to, you know, jump on any bandwagon there. Uh-huh. But with their division, as long as they can keep up with a decent record, Tyron Smith's out till I think they said December now.
December, yes.
I mean, as long as they can keep a good record throughout, get him back, get some more people back from injury, I could see him at least going to the playoffs and maybe actually hopefully winning the game.
Right.
Maybe this year.
that ain't the highest of expectations, man. I mean,
a lifelong Cowboy fan, that's the best I got for this year. Sorry to
correct.
Say.
Correct. And you know what? But this is my point. It's not like Jerry Jones is going to be running the team for the next decade. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
so
true.
Every single year that goes by where the Dallas Cowboys are just okay is another day where you have to think at the back end of it where you just go, man, we might hit the skids, because there's going to come a point in time where Jerry Jones is not running the team and the Dallas Cowboys are going to have to bring in a GM. That GM is going to have to bring in a coach. It's like buying a house. The Dallas Cowboys, if they don't win under Jerry Jones, they're going to be stripped. There's going to be a restart. You got to wait, and then you can go ahead and tack on a few more years. is there anybody out there that legitimately looks at the Cowboys and says, oh, yeah, I'm confident that this year or next year they'll win a Super Bowl? No. No, the answer is no. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'll leave the phone lines open. When we come back, we'll talk about someone who just won a Super Bowl. And damn it, he's angry. He's very, very angry. He was angry today. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about the Dallas Cowboys and what they can or cannot do this upcoming season, especially with the latest injuries on their offensive line. Tyron Smith is out until December, they hope. You got to throw a rookie out there. You're throwing in some journeymen, and it ain't looking too good. But despite that, the Dallas Cowboys should still have success this upcoming season because their division is not strong. New York Jets, they play in the AFC East, and they ain't doing a damn thing. New York Giants don't know what they're doing. You got the Washington Commanders. They got to, you know, kind of pray to God that everything will work out with Carson Wentz. You have the Eagles. Eagles will be good. And so I believe it will be a battle between the Eagles and also the Cowboys. And then if you have the Commanders who are able to sneak in there and steal some wins, then you can throw them in the mix as well. But none of these teams are expected to win a Super Bowl, and that is still a massive disappointment for the Dallas Cowboys. You don't even hear a peep from their fans about this is our year. That pretty much has stopped for the time being. But the team that did win the championship, the team that just did win the Super Bowl, we know, it's the Los Angeles Rams. Who cares about draft picks? Let's just trade all of them and bring in established stars. And the biggest star of them all on that team, the Los Angeles Rams, it happens to be Aaron Donald. Okay? This man is one of the greatest defensive players ever. That's not an exaggeration. That is not hyperbole. That happens to be a matter of fact. Let's just give him another Defensive Player of the Year award just because. Let's just give him 10 more sacks this year. I love watching Aaron Donald highlights because he tackles and moves two human beings at one time. And we also know, after they won the championship, that there were a lot of talks about whether or not Aaron Donald was going to disappear. Was Aaron Donald going to retire? Was he going to go back to Pittsburgh? Was he going to enjoy his family? Was he going to wait a few years and be inducted into the Hall of Fame? The answer is no. Aaron Donald is going to continue to kick ass because Sean McVay is back. He says as long as Sean McVay is there, he's going to stick around with him and try to win another championship. And oh yeah, by the way, getting a reworked deal, $95 million over 3 years, not too bad. And so here we have the defending champions. They're currently practicing in Cincinnati against the team that they beat in the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Rams and the Bengals are participating in a joint practice ahead of their preseason game this upcoming Saturday. And so typically you have these games, coaches with relationships get together. And Zach Taylor, obviously the new head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, he's been around since 2019, he used to work for Sean McVay in Los Angeles. And so naturally they're having joint practices. And as we get towards the end of training camp, it's not unusual for teams and players, even on the same team, to start fighting with one another. Well, there were a lot of fights today at practice between the Bengals and the Rams. They had to stop their practice short by just a few plays because things got chippy. I told you about Lael Collins, who was cut by the Dallas Cowboys. He's now tasked with helping to protect Joe Burrow. Somebody wrapped up Lael Collins and Joe Mixon fell back, and these guys were beefing, and people started throwing punches. And then the one guy you don't want to see throwing punches or getting violent is Aaron Donald. There was a video that went viral, multiple videos that went viral amongst the Rams and the Bengals fighting during practice. Aaron Donald somehow, some way, had a helmet. He might have had two helmets. This man was swinging those helmets like he was trying to take somebody's head off. Aaron Donald is the last person I want to see trying to beat somebody up. The Los Angeles Rams didn't want to talk about it. And what is there to say? Oh, Aaron Donald got angry. He was trying to kill somebody. And Aaron Donald did not want to talk about it. But then, the Cincinnati Bengals, their head coach, Zach Taylor, he did talk about it. And he's a head coach. So what is he going to do? He's going to downplay it. And he made this this issue. He made this beef. He made this fight, this melee. He made it sound like they just made a trip to the flower beds. Take a listen to this.
Got a little scuffly. And so we just called it. We were in the last period, and we got two really good days of work in, and so was it worth getting the extra couple plays? No. So we called it up, and we got two good days of work in, and now we'll go play on Saturday.
Oh, just a little scuffly. Just a little scuffly. It's like, yeah, we got scuffly, and then we had a beer, and then, you know, we had some tea, and we'll play football on Saturday, and it just got a little scuffly. Sean McVay of the Rams, he's like, listen, I'm not trying to beef about this. He says some guys had helmets on, some didn't. It's just a scrum. So I'm just worried about unnecessary injuries. Well, go talk to Aaron Donald. I wouldn't want to see this guy in a back alley, let alone on a football field. We see what he does on a football field. Aaron Donald is out there beating up on two people. I've seen him move two offensive linemen. I've seen this guy pick up one offensive lineman and throw him into another one. I've seen him tackle offensive linemen into quarterbacks. One human being is not supposed to move a 350-pound one into a guy who weighs 250 pounds. You're not supposed to do that. And so think about giving Aaron Donald a helmet and telling him, go swing away. It's absolutely dangerous. That's the name of the game. But Aaron Donald, man, give it a week. Oh, give it a couple of weeks. He'll be out there busting up QBs and defensive linemen and running backs and multiple linemen and quarterbacks. He's just going to be out there kicking ass. If this was a regular season game, would he be swinging helmets? I don't know. But nobody wants to hear about the violent aspect of it. Sean McVay, he pretty much tried to downplay the issue. Listen.
Not going to make a bigger deal than what it is. Not going to look at pointing fingers on who did what. But I think just like Zach would say, I expect our guys to defend their teammates, vice versa. There are certain things you just don't know exactly what occurred. But I am glad that my understanding is nobody got injured, and that's the most important thing.
Hey, Shep, the next time I'm upset, I'm swinging helmets. We got a few of them around in the studio, man.
We do.
Which helmet should I swing?
Well, listen, I mean, if he wants to bypass broadcasting, I know everyone's making him the nine-figure man, the first one in announcing. He could be a hell of an actor, this guy McVay.
Who's Sean McVay?
Yeah. I mean, can you say something?
Big deal?
Jeez.
Right.
Well, talk about downplaying something where you shouldn't be down. I mean, this is dangerous. I mean, this
reminds
me of what happened.
But the coach can't stand there and say, yeah, our star defensive player, one of the greatest defensive players of all time, he could have killed somebody. He can't say that.
You know what? You know what? There's going to be a time, and I'm not trying to be I'm trying to be very sensitive about this.
Sure.
There will be a time where someone does, because we've seen this before in live action in an NFL game. You know what I'm referring to, right?
Miles Garrett and Rudolph.
And and Mason Rudolph, who still has a backup job for a reason I can't conceive. But anyways, this is going to really, really fracture someone's skull one day. Something like this.
Oh, it is.
And the coach is just going to, you know, they're doing everything they can to try to minimize this, but this should be brought to light. This is unacceptable. This is a weapon.
Yeah, it is. And Aaron Donald, nobody will care. He's going to go into the regular season. He's going to wreck people, and it will be a nice viral moment. But I agree with you. And I don't know if it's 5 years or 10 years. Let's put it this way. Has it happened yet?
Well, we know the answer to that. But JR, you've always said this on your show. Yeah. There will be a time, because these things go viral, and it's a copycat syndrome, we're going to see an incident, and you've said this, where a professional, elite, ultra-sculpted athlete is going to go into the stands and whoop somebody's ass. And just because it has not happened does not mean that incident won't take place sooner than later. You and I both know that. And it's the same exact situation with the cavalier attitude of these elite athletes who, by the way, should have been retired, according to him anyway. It's no accident that it is going to happen sooner than later. And an athlete is going to have a career because of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the case here, though, in practice, what, Aaron Donald is going to get fined? Like, he ain't getting fined.
That's Sean McVay. He said his job security is there. He doesn't need to worry about, you know, any ownership coming down on him.
Yeah, but there's no fine. There's no punishment.
There should be.
Aaron Donald will be out there in week one, and everything will just go on as usual. Now, you are 100% correct. If Aaron Donald swung that helmet, of which he did multiple times, if he did crack somebody's skull open, man, it would be national news. It would be all over the damn place. Future Hall of Famer, one of the best defensive players, loses it in practice, fractures skull of opposition. Whoa. You're right, though. It's going to happen, and I agree with you. There should be some type of punishment, and I'm sure they're going to talk to him. But when you're the best, what is there to say? What is there to say? Because we know the name of the game is to win games. And listen, we all know there are worse things that have and are going on in the NFL right now. And they ain't nobody saying too much or nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. These are big-ass grown men, gigantic human beings, beating the hell out of everybody. But you ain't supposed to try to whoop somebody's ass with a helmet. Man, you're waiting on something dangerous to happen. Aaron Donald is a dangerous human being without helmets. I'll take one more of your calls on the other side. We'll talk about the Lakers. We'll talk about Chet Holmgren. We'll get into Tyreek Hill. We got a lot of things to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Now, Aaron Donald went nuclear in practice. Joint practice between the Rams and the Bengals today. Aaron Donald was swinging. And it's not like he picked up a Rams helmet and it's like, hey, I'm going to beat you up with my helmet. No, he was swinging a Bengals player's helmet at a Bengal. And I mean, damn, he could have done some serious damage. But of course, the head coaches, it's nothing to see here. It's just business as usual. It's a gigantic human being, one of the best defensive players of all time. He was upset. He was angry. There was a scuffle. Or I don't know. Zach Taylor didn't. He didn't call it a scuffle. Let's listen to what he called it again. He made it sound more nice and friendly. Listen.
Got a little scuffly, and so we just called it. We were in the last period, and we got two really good days of work in, and so was it worth getting the extra couple plays? No. So we called it up, and we got two good days of work in, and now we'll go play on Saturday.
Okay, fine. It was a little scuffly. Not a scuffle, but scuffly. That makes it sound nice and sweet and bubbly. Man, if he would have did some real damage swinging at a helmet, we'd be having a different conversation right now. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls at the top of the hour. Speaking of a little scuffly, I think the Los Angeles Lakers, they might have a few of those in their own locker room now that they've picked up Patrick Beverley. We'll get to that at the top. But right now, Corey is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Very well.
Probably this happens more than you think, to be honest.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. Say again.
This probably happens more than you think, to be honest. I think players be fighting all the time. I mean, yeah, he got a helmet. He's Aaron Donald. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we just need to kind of brush it on the rug. It's not that big of a deal, really. And kind of trying to make it something it is, and that's kind of what it sounds like.
No. I don't think someone's swinging a helmet at another.
Well, I don't think that's a... I don't think the teams care very much.
Well, the teams don't care. Well, that's not accurate. How many Aaron Donalds are running around?
There's probably only one.
Yeah, no, that's not probably. There is only one. And the fact that we see him.
I mean, there
him,
might be another Aaron Donald somewhere out there.
I don't know. Maybe he's in your back pocket. I don't know. But the fact is, we have seen Aaron Donald abuse one human being. And two human beings at one time in a practice where you can go out there and pretty much, you know, beat the living hell out of somebody with cameras on you. No, it is a big deal. Okay. Shep just said it. You can kill somebody. Let me say it again for the idiots who don't understand. You can kill someone with head trauma. Okay. And if these things happened all the time, unfortunately, someone would already be dead. I know that's a hell of a push there, but that's just me calling it the facts. There's enough, and I can't call them rumors. There are enough reporters. There are enough agents. And we hear enough about every single fight that gets reported. Are we hearing about what happens in a locker room? No. Are we getting what happens in hearsay? No. But when these dudes get the beefing, it becomes public knowledge. And today, in a joint practice, Aaron Donald went nuclear. And so, you can go ahead and take the approach of, oh, it's much to do about nothing. Well, it's much to do about nothing until someone gets seriously injured, man. Come on, man. They're not throwing marshmallows at each other. Aaron Donald didn't get angry and said, oh, no, you stop it. Oh, no, you stop it. Oh, no, no, you stop it. Oh, let me throw some dirt at you. That ain't what happened. The man picked up a helmet and was swinging that. I was going to call it something else that'd get me fired. He was swinging that damn helmet like it was a mallet, like this was Mortal Kombat. Did you see the video? Damn. Somebody's hurting right now. And thank God they were wearing a helmet. Lewis calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I knew you would handle that subject appropriately. Player safety is definitely a serious issue, and there could have been serious damage, like you said.
Hey, Lou, I think the players are running around right now. The guys on the line, the linebackers, the wide receivers, the running backs. The NFL is pushing forward player safety for practice, for normal football-related impact. And these guys are wearing additional protection on their helmets. And Aaron Donald is swinging his helmet with the intention to bust somebody up. Like, come on. Thank you. Oh, well, Lou is no longer there.
No, I'm here. I'm here still. One thing that the NFL might be missing out on is it seems like they want to go to an 18-week schedule, and that they'll eliminate another preseason game probably. And
yes,
these joint practices have become more pronounced in the last couple of years. If they don't really set an example right now for Donald, then they could kiss joint practices goodbye in future years.
I don't think that will happen. And thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. No, that's not going to happen. Nobody's cutting down on joint practices. You are 100% correct. We are going to eventually move towards an 18-game season. And if you want to get these guys prepared, we are going to have more joint practices leading up to the few preseason games that we have. You got to get the guys ready to go out there and play football. Ain't nobody rolling out of bed just, you know, full steam ahead, ready to bust somebody's ass. You got to get hit. You got to get your body calloused. You have to get your body hardened. You have to get used to the pace. Otherwise, we're going to have more injuries than what we already do. And the NFL, by the way, they ain't going to say nothing about this. What are they going to do, send a memo? Maybe. I'd be shocked if there was any type of punishment. Not happening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of punishment, speaking of beef, speaking of anger, are the Los Angeles Lakers bringing it into their own locker room? We'll discuss it. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.